Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. As I read in the paper and hear on the TV news, I am interested in why some criminal cases take so long to get to court. Several years in some cases. I ask my attorney, who is also a retired judge, why they take so long. Here are some of the reasons he gave me. Perhaps the defendant didn't sign a paper asking for a speedy trial. Sometimes the defendant's attorneys stall and hope for reduced charges. Some ask for changes of venue to hope for a more lenient court. On the prosecution side, sometimes the witnesses, if there are any, won't cooperate. The prosecution has to be sure they have a case. The court venues might be overloaded. A couple of these reasons are my thoughts. In any case, to have someone sit in jail for years just to get a case into court seems a little much to me. I don't know what can be done about it, but a little streamlining might help. Getting more judges might be a solution of a sort. Speaking of crime, we sure are having a lot of killings lately. In a couple of cases, just teenagers being the victims. One, and of all places, the cemetery. What is Eureka coming to? The case of the Arcata rancher and the hundreds of dead cows is a puzzling one to me. How can a person let this happen to his animals? After all, cows are people too. Seriously, I spent summers on my grandparents' farm in Idaho many years ago. We had cows, not nearly as many as this rancher has, but we had feelings for those cows and didn't want anything to happen to them. I remember my grandpa treating a cow that had gotten into green alfalfa and she swelled up like a balloon. He took a knife and pierced her just in the right place and the gas blew out like air escaping from a punctured tire. He cared for those cows. How a man who claims to be a rancher could let hundreds of cows die is beyond me. No punishment is strong enough, in my opinion. I read where a couple of professional football players refused to honor the national anthem at a preseason game the other day. I think they should be pulled from the lineup for that. Why doesn't the rest of the team put pressure on them? It's a small but very important motion, and we need to honor our country. In my last comment, I touched on the realignment of H and I streets. Cutting those busy streets down to two lanes is a big mistake, in my opinion. I live a block from those streets and am on them every time we go somewhere. Condensing them to two lanes will create more congestion, and adding bicycles to the mix will complicate it more. As many people have said, bicyclists should use J Street, as it is much less traveled and safer, in my opinion. The money spent on the realignment could be spent on radar speed control and more officers on the street. Speeding drivers are there, regardless of how the streets are laid out, and enforcement, to me, is the answer. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.